You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 221 for the 9th of August, 2017. Hello and welcome to another episode of 365 Days of Archaeology. I'm Tristan, the Anarchaeologist. But today won't be anarchistic in any way. Well, maybe a little bit. I'll be talking about the archaeology that's all around us. Archaeology is all around us, whether we notice it or not. The very ground that we walk on is the same ground as our ancestors walked on. But many of us are caught up in modern life, and it takes something really special to catch our eye. I was recently on holiday in Italy, and as any good tourist, I visited the wonderful sites around the country that is steeped in history. I found myself marveling at the Duomos, the cathedrals. Their size, their detail, and the effort the hundreds of years put into creating them as monuments fascinated me. I wondered why I did not seem to have that same feeling when walking around the towns and cities where I grew up, or where I live now. Was it, perhaps, that there was nothing to see? Why is it that the very close Edinburgh Castle doesn't interest me as much as those grand cathedrals? Was there really nothing to see? Or had I become so used to those sights that they just didn't register? I travel, and on the train, as I gazed out to the Scottish landscape one time, I watched as the hills rolled and dipped, with the bright sparkling rivers tucking themselves around the curves. I wondered whether this landscape was the marvellous heritage that we had here in Scotland. Perhaps we didn't need stone monuments to be impressive. Humans have, after all, changed the landscape itself, cutting down trees, building mounds, and rerouting rivers. We've become masters at creating a world from which we can benefit. We've turned the world around us to suit us. But the question then would be, could we compare the two kinds of heritage? Could we compare a landscape heritage to a monumental one? And the other question would be, is, doesn't Italy have a lovely landscape as well? Once again, perhaps my blindness is to the great history of Scotland. It probably comes from a place of familiarity. The cobbled streets of old Aberdeen, where I used to work to university, were a daily feature of my life. But they weren't some sort of monument with tourists milling about taking pictures. But I do remember them. I remember the sound of the cars as they kind of rolled over them, and that low rumble. I remember thinking, wow, this is strange. I don't really, where I came from, you didn't really have that. In many ways, that cobbled street was a monument built by people, and it did stand out. But in general, maybe I was getting caught up in the idea that only great cathedrals or sprawling ruins were real heritage, and that idea may not have been correct. But it's an idea that many people share, and for good reason. I mean, look at the way archaeology is presented. The Roman Empire, the Viking ships, the Egyptian pyramids. It's no wonder that these examples are in the main presentations of history. They must be the best examples we have. But I would here like to challenge the idea by proposing that truly heritage is all around us. Consider for a moment the streets you walk every day, the way they meander through the city, the various paths you can take to get to your destination, the shortcuts, the long ways round, the scenic routes. But consider that someone built those streets. Someone laid down the tarmac. Someone painted the lines in the road to mean something. It was somebody's morning that they had to then get up to make that road. A person got their gloves dirty. They smelled the strong smell of molten tarmac, and they smoothed over that road. The most basic thing beneath our feet has all these associations. The creation of that road had rituals of process. Sure, they weren't to appease some sort of god, but they were to appease the contractor. You know, they were to appease the contract. If we're going to ponder, as archaeologists, primarily over the way flint was napped or how cave paintings were made, then why can't we take the same interest in our own material world? How about this? Count the bricks along the next wall that you pass. A person created that. They lifted every single one of those objects and placed them for both form and function. Maybe that builder had their mind more on lunch than on legacy. But nonetheless, the building stands. The wall is there. I wonder how many ancient structures are similar. How many ancient builders were not so involved with the ideology of the grand designs? Could you be lazy in the past? Could you not care but still do it? I want you to look around you, on your journeys outside, your own homes, the places that you live. I want you to drink in the world around you and experience it. Think about every single human motion that created the world around you. Look at the stones on the uneven ground, the well-kept garden, and the wild garden. Look at who made them and why. The reason? The reason for all of this? The better you understand and experience how we as modern humans change the world around us, the more you appreciate the history and heritage around you. What I learned from really thinking about the differences between Italy and Scotland was that you don't need to go to the big places, the famous places, the tall monuments to see and experience amazing things. History is all around you, even if you don't notice it. So, the next time you're walking around, have a look for history. And when you do find something, why don't you let us know what you find?
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle, and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.